This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Jesus Rogelio Segundo. Date of birth, December the 25th, 1990. Case ID number is 441-5027. Date of exam, January the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. John Lung, dated 8/18/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/23/22. Identifying information. This is a 32-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / anxiety / panic disorder / suicidal / thoughts and gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant is presently unemployed and states that he only has worked for 2 months supervising workers. He also states that he worked at JCPenney's for 2 years, HEB for 1 year, and as a security guard for 2 months. The claimant states he worked part-time during those times, 5 days per week and 4 weeks out of the month. He states he did try to go to college for 6 months, but did not do well and was not interested in continuing college. At the present time, he lives with his parents in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, depression / anxiety / panic disorder / suicidal attempts. / thoughts. Number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease. History of allegations. Number one, depression / anxiety / panic disorder / suicidal attempts and thoughts. The claimant states that in 2005, he started to hear voices and to see black figures and shadows. The claimant has had severe suicidal ideation and appeared to have attempted to commit suicide. He was hospitalized 3 days in 2021. The claimant states he suffers from severe panic attacks, depression, anxiety, decreased appetite, and insomnia. He also has crying spells, difficulty in focusing and concentrating, and states that he also hears voices. The claimant states that his motivation is low and he has a hard time trying to find work secondary to feeling depressed and having panic attacks. He finished high school but was not able to do well in college and states he was molested as a child when he was approximately 10 to 11 years of age. Because of his anxiety, the claimant states he's constantly shaking his legs and feeling numbness in his legs. He states he's been doing this since 2006. At the present time, he's on hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams TID, Lexapro, 10 milligrams QD, Wellbutrin XL, 300 milligrams QD, which appeared to be working fairly well to control his depression and anxiety. His condition is stable at this time, but guarded. Allegation number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant states that in 2013, he was having severe burping and epigastric pain. He has been evaluated for any kind of disease or cancer or other disorder, and everything has come out negative. He states the location of the pain and discomfort is in the epigastric area, which radiates up to his throat. He states that sometimes he can have this burping sensation for approximately 2 hours, and that it's something he has at least once a day. The other associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 2 times per day, constipation, and weakness. He denies melena or hematemesis. The claimant has lost approximately 15 pounds in the past year, but is not food intolerant to any food. He is presently taking Prevacid 30 milligrams POQD, and he was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease. The medication appears to be controlling his symptoms at this time. Family history. The father is 63 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The mother is 58 and has hypertension and cerebral vascular accidents. Medications, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams TID, Lexapro 10 milligrams QD, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligrams QD, E-Darby 40 milligrams QD, Prevacid 30 milligrams QD, and vitamin D3, 50,000 units QE. Medical problems, hypertension, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, history of suicidal ideation and attempts, possible psychotic features noted with history, obesity, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Major surgeries, left ankle fracture times 3 surgeries consisting of an open reduction internal fixation performed in 2004, tonsillectomy / adenoidectomy performed in 2000. Social history. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does use marijuana and states that he recently used it last month and has been using it for 1 year. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.7 Fahrenheit, weight 274 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, BP 125 over 100 mmHg, heart rate 56 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 41. General. This is a 32-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and appears to be in mild acute distress. The claimant was unable to shake his legs throughout the examination. He appears to be a fairly reliable historian who appears to be very anxious at my office. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to smell and vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant, after the last sentence, the claimant has a left lateral 7-centimeter vertical scar of his left ankle, which appears to be well healed at this time. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent, and his mood was anxious for the time, with severe anxiety noted. The claimant did have fairly normal, clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the left ankle, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for his right ankle, which has healed well. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to severe anxiety and depression, along with psychotic features and a history of suicidal ideation and attempts. His condition is stable but guarded at this time. Allegation number 2, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Dash being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. His gastric problems may be coming from his psychological anxiety. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesus Rogelio Segundo.